Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Angle Kids 24/7 Radio. Angle Kids 24/7 Radio.
Stephon Devereaux. Stephon Devereaux Show here on Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. What's up, people? What is up? Got a special guest this afternoon, my man, KD the Shooter, from Born to Die Records. Now look, you hear that name, you know, people, oh, need it. No. Trust me, this kid is incredible. I cannot wait to, you know, sit down and talk to him. We're going to talk about his new album that's coming out tomorrow, I believe, tomorrow or Friday, but got a chance to listen to that and got some bangers, but we're going to get into that in a couple of minutes. I want to talk about my man Barry Bonds. Not getting... Okay, again, here we go again. They're not letting Barry into the Hall of Fame again. Seriously? Now, the reason why I'm going to bring this up is because I've noticed that a certain guy by the name of Curt Schilling has been climbing up that ladder. He's at 70%. I think Barry Bonds is at 60%. Roger Clemens is at 61%. But how is Curt Schilling signing it? How is he climbing up this ladder? I mean, if you're talking about, you know, integrity off the field, I have no beef with Curt Schilling. But I mean, this guy's been in the news. You know, he's been questioned. He's done some questionable things. I'm confused. How is he rising? Barry Bonds can't even get a daggone, well, here, we'll give him a piece here and there. I think he has 2 years left of eligibility. I think it's 2 years. 60%. I believe he needs 75%. Barry's not getting in. Barry's not getting in. I mean, well, let's just be clear. Barry's not getting in to the Hall of Fame. Let's be real. He's not getting in. Barry Bonds, that is just hard, man, because Barry's my favorite player of all time. Favorite baseball player of all time. And probably the greatest baseball player of all time. But because, you know, he didn't admit, but they say they caught him using steroids, they won't let him in. Now, it is what it is. Well, we know why. I mean, Barry was just Barry. Barry was T.O. before T.O. Let's just be real, because Barry told you how he felt. That's why those cameras and those microphones and those little tape recorders was always in his face, because they knew he was going to say something that was going to tick them off, and they was going to go write about it, and they was going to talk about how bad Barry Bonds was and blah, 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 blah. Yes. The sports writers have control of this man's legacy. They have control. And because they could not appreciate the greatness of this man on the field, they're going to use anything they can to keep him out of the Hall of Fame, even if it's he possibly used steroids, allegedly. I don't know. Do they really know? I mean, you know, there's rumors and accusations out there, but until he comes out and says he did it, I don't know what to believe. I don't. But Curt Schilling, on the other hand, homie's getting in. I was looking at his numbers. Summers were okay. They were okay. He didn't have great numbers. Hall of Fame numbers, let's say. Hall of Fame numbers. Yeah. They will always say, oh, well, he did the curse. He ended the curse in Boston. Okay, cool. I think Big Poppy and Manny had something to do with that as well. Just saying. Just saying. But I don't think Barry's ever getting in. I think Kurt's getting in. He'll probably get in on the 10th, his 10th year. And then after that, we'll sit here and we'll talk about him forever. We'll be talking about him forever. You're listening to the Stuff on. Oh, my goodness. I know. How can I end like that on a sad note? Oh, my goodness. How can I end on a sad note? But don't worry. We're going to pick it up because we got my man, Katie the Shooter, coming in. And we're going to have him after this break here on the Stephon Devereaux Show. Here on Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. Kids 24/7 Radio.
How to text a guy to keep him interested? It's a question many women ask daily. Well, Amy North believes she has found the answer with How to Text a Guy to Keep Him Interested. It's a new course that she has put together, and it's helping ladies all across the world. You can go to howtotextaguytokeephiminterested.weebly.com for more information. Amy says she has the answer, so find out there. howtotextaguytokeephiminterested.weebly.com.
Recovery from mental and substance use disorders is real.
You can recover.
It's possible. It happens every day.
Never give up on yourself.
Discover hope and help.
I thought I was too far gone. I wasn't.
Join the voices for recovery.
The world is a beautiful place again.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, 1 in 4 people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by United Healthcare and AARP Foundation.
You're listening to Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. Angry Kids 24/7 Radio.
Discover the weird trick people are using to make over $3,500 a month taking paid surveys from home. Jason White is known online as the King of Paid Surveys. He's been taking paid surveys online since 2009 and has earned over $274,000 just from paid surveys. He knows that may seem hard to believe, but it's 100% true and verified. Large multi-billion dollar corporations need your feedback and suggestions about their products and are willing to pay huge sums of money to get it. If you go to bit.ly/makingmoneywithsurveys, he'll show you how to get your piece of the pie. Companies desperately need your opinion and will pay you cash for taking short surveys. Plus, you'll get $50 for taking your first paid survey. So go to bit.ly/makingmoneywithsurveys. Stephon Devereaux Show, Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. Sorry about that.
What's
happening? We had to get those things in, but I wanted to bring in, man, a dude I'm very excited about interviewing. My man, KD the Shooter, representing Born to Die Records. KD, what's up, bro?
What's happening, bro?
Man, I'm going to tell you this. You just became one of my favorite artists in the short period of time. I'm not going to lie. But we're going to get into why as we progress this interview. Because right now, I mean, I got to know, man, who's inspiring you right now, you know, musically? Because, dude, that Pain, that track Pain, man, we got it on the station right now, and it's popping, I'm not going to lie. And it's soulful as hell, and I'm sitting back, and I'm like, man, dude, who's inspiring you right now to do in your music?
Shit, really? Like my sister, you feel me? Like my sister. Like my sister, she was the first person out of, you know, out of my house. Well, really, it's my mama and my sister, you know? But my mama, she used to do music, too, back in the day. And shit like that. But really, I say it's my sister because, like, she really showed me the details and, you know, all the extra shit like that. So if I'm going to say somebody inspired me, I say my sister did it.
But that's dope. Hey, you know what, though? That's actually cool to hear because when you hear my family kind of inspired me to do the things that I'm doing, you know, in the entertainment field. But so when I hear that, that's like, dang, bro. I will say this, though. The one line in Pain that, like, grabbed me, and I swear it grabbed the hell out of me. It was like, damn. I had to go back and rewind it to make sure I heard what I heard. But you said, remember eating noodles, now a nigga's eating lobster. Bro. Bro. Now, because that told me right there that you do remember life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're in a position to where, in my opinion, you're about to blow. I mean, you are seriously about to blow. But it's like you still, you remember, and you got that humbleness about you. Dude, I mean, so I'm going to ask you, I mean, it leads me to my next question, but, you know, what was it like? Because you're from Tampa, Florida, right?
Yeah, I'm from Tampa. Born and raised.
What was it like?
You know,
said it again?
I said born and raised. I'm in Atlanta right now, you know. I'm in the A right now. Born and raised in Tampa, Florida. Yeah. Till I die.
Hey, what you think about Jameis?
Shit, I ain't even gonna lie. I only want brother leave. I think they should give bro at least about 2 more years, you know. I don't think he should get a max contract, though, but I think they should pay him a little piece of money, you know. Shit, keep that. Because, yo, what? It's really not Jameis, though, you feel me? I don't think it's Jameis. It's the team not, you feel me, pushing together to be one.
Man, let me tell you this. Real quick, and I swear I wasn't going to get too much into sports, but I had a feeling I was going to ask you about these things when it came to the Buccaneers because, you know, I like the Buccaneers and I like Jameis. You know, I like Jameis when he was in college. Now, the thing about it is, let me tell you what they definitely need. Now, I love Bruce Arians because he won my quarterback a championship here in Pittsburgh in 08. I love Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
But Bruce Arians, the problem is he likes to throw way too much. You got to get that boy, get him a running back who's going to be day and night.
Need.
And y'all are crazy because, look, there was games that I'm watching, and I watch all the games, and I was watching. I'm like, yo, man, all they need is a running back because he's doing it by himself. Jameis is doing it by himself. He can do it. He got the numbers. The interceptions, he's doing it. He got the interceptions because he's trying to do too much. He needs some help, man. That's all he needs. Y'all be great. Tell him.
Yeah, I know. He get him a running back. Because, look, you know, when he played in college, he had him a running back. That's why he was able to do what he did.
Yep. And the kid, he got skills. He got skills. I really, truly believe that. But I won't stay into that. We're going to bring you back on when the season's here. So we're going to talk about your Buccaneers because the rumors are Phillip Rivers is trying to get down there. If Bruce Arians even thinks about bringing Phillip Rivers in there, you might as well just cut him, fire him right now because for his offense, he can't have a guy who can't throw the ball down the field. Phillip Rivers can't throw the ball down the field no more. But that's another story. But, bro, I need to know. Tell me what it was like growing up in Tampa.
Shit, growing up in Tampa, it was, poverty, you know. It's just like any other place in America. Well, this, you know, you got legit, some shit off the court. You know, some niggas in school. Shit, you got some niggas playing ball. See, but me, I was on the other side, though, you feel me? I was trying to live too fast. Shit like that, you know, going to jail and shit, down there every week. I'm kind of glad I moved up here, though, because if I didn't move up here, you know, I wouldn't even, like, be focused on music. I'd be, you know, still on some jit shit, like, in Tampa, you know, doing some dumbass shit.
Are you, is that how you got into music? I mean, like, what was your path to getting, to going into music? Besides, I know you said, you know, your mom and your sister, but when did you know, like, you know what, man, let me do this myself?
I've been rapping since I was 10, like, after my father passed. You know, like, that's what I used to do, you know, get my mind off things. So I've been doing music since I was, like, 10. But, like, when I started taking it serious, actually, like, last year-ish. I'm not even gonna lie. Probably a couple months ago, like, 6-7 months ago, you know. Well, really, once I started getting the feedback that I was getting, I was like, damn, like, you know, I finally could do something with this for real. Because I was just doing
hey,
it
yo,
to test the water.
You can do something with this for real. I'm being, hello. You can do something with this for real. I'm telling you, and you only been doing this for less than a year, like taking it serious for less than a year?
Yeah. Bro. This really started.
Man, look, I'm not going to lie. I sat back and I heard this. Look, your management, you know what I'm saying? He sent me over your new CD, and what CD?
Yeah.
But your new album. You know, so he sent over your new album, and I'm sitting back, and I'm like, bro, he said, well, you know, just listen to, you know, a few tracks, see what you think about it, you know what I'm saying, you can talk about that, and I'm like, all right, you know, and that's how usually what I do, you know, I listen to every track, bro, I swear on my kids,
yeah.
I listen to every track all the way through, and then I had to go back, you know what I'm saying, to a couple of tracks, just to make sure, I'm like, yo, okay, that was hard as hell, like, bro, because the first couple of tracks, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to get into the album just a little bit because I want people to go out here and get this thing. You know what I'm saying? Well, I need to understand, first and foremost, the title of the album is called Chapter Self-Determination. Am I correct?
Yeah, Chapter 1, Self-Determination.
Bro, that's sick. Okay. See, that's sick. Because it's kind of like when I watch Power. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see the next episode. Now, after hearing this...
Yeah.
Now, let me get into a couple of these tracks here. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. All right. So, number one, my favorite track is Pain. You know what I'm saying? Can you explain to the fans, you know what I'm saying, what was the inspiration behind that song? Because that's an incredible song, bro.
Yeah. It's crazy because that day, like, when I made that song, like, I was going through it with my mama, you feel me? Like, I was going through with my mama. And, bitch, I just started venting to myself. You feel me? I just started. I don't know. To be honest. After me and my mama had gotten through with type shit, like, she had came to talk to me and shit. You know, she was like, oh, you know, I doing what's best for you. You know, shit like that. So, I decided to. My mama told me too. Like I be holding in too much. You feel me? Like I don't be expressing myself no. Like I don't express myself a lot. She told me you know, telling the world your pain. That's what really made me tell that song Pain too. Cause she told me she was like if you really want to go find this rap stuff, you gotta start telling. You can't hold out. You gotta. Tell the world how you feeling. Yeah. I pain just, you know, pain. It's shit. It's just pain.
See, that I don't even got this question written down because this was coming to me as you said that. Now, I was watching the Notorious B.I.G. movie, Notorious. And I think last week, and I was just sitting there watching it, you know, it was on, checking it out. And then there was a point in the movie where, in his life, where, you know, he could have stayed, you know what I'm saying? He could have just stayed hustling. But he decided to take, you know, to take the puffy up to give that a try. And then everything that happened, you know what I'm saying, that led to him giving that a try. let me ask you this. Now, when you're doing stuff like this, like when you're expressing yourself, does it make you, like, you know what I'm saying, feel like I'm doing this in a way to where I could actually leave everything that I had did in my past behind and actually make this and turn this into something like that can be incredible? Did I, you know what I'm saying, do that influence you when you're actually doing songs like Pain?
Yeah, because you know, like people want to hear shit they can relate to. You feel me? That's
yeah.
Really like what you're supposed to do. Like you're supposed to make them feel like they is basically living the life that you live. You feel me? Like most of my songs, I try to you know hit them on the spot so I know people will relate to them and whatnot. You know.
That's man, I swear. Now look, another track on the album. I'm not gonna lie. When I first heard, I want to say, is it Backing It Up? Backing It Up was like,
yeah.
Okay. And then it hit me, and I'm like, yo, this is hard. Like, oh, I loved it. You know what I'm saying? I loved
yeah,
it.
I was
it.
Little,
it was, had it, you,
I was a little,
go ahead.
A little summer anthem. Okay,
exactly.
A summer anthem. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. I could see radio stations like ours playing that during the summertime because your album, you said, okay. To me, the album has so much soul. You know what I'm saying? And, dude, you're so
yeah.
young. Like, you are so young to have this much soul, dude. That should be a daggone crime, bro. I'm not going to lie, because what you're spitting and how the melodies that you're able to come up with, I'm sitting there like, yo, this dude is young as hell. Like, how is he doing this? Bro, because only the great ones start out your age and actually can be great at your age. Because in my opinion, you're great. Also, I need to know, man, who is producing this fire for you, bro? Because you got some fire tracks. Man.
Who produced In the Sky?
No, who's producing? Do you have, like, separate producers, or are you just working with one guy?
Nah, what I try to do, I try to, like, go out to different people, you feel me? Because,
yeah.
Like, different people got different sounds. So I try to, like, I never really had a producer that I really could stick with. You feel me? Like, I go to different people. Like, I'm that type of person. I would stick with somebody like, but they gotta have my sound. You feel me? And I be
yep.
like most of the producers I work with, like they have my sound. But like once I get somebody that like got my sound down pat, boom, like to make beats that you know I can just third, and like I lock in with him, but. I do got a producer that I'm gonna start working with. His name AOKO. He's from he's from Canada. And you know that's the song that Pain. When he heard Pain, that's what made him want to start working with me.
I'm gonna put it like this.
I'm top it up, bro.
That's the great thing about the internet.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about the internet. You can reach out to people and meet people that you know what I'm saying, that's not in your city, but from a different part of the daggone world, and you just getting different sounds. But they hearing your, they want to help create the sound that you're on. Because I'm going to tell you this, there was no song that was out of place on this album. That's what I found so fast. I'm like, dude, this is incredible. Like I was telling, I swear, I told my son, and he helps find me artists to interview and so forth, you know, because he's into, what's out there and stuff. He's 16, so of course I got to have his ideas and opinions. And but I told him, I said, wait till you hear this. I said, because he heard Pain already. He heard Pain, but he didn't hear the rest of the album. And I'm like, bro, I'm like, William, this album's hard, bro. This album's hard. Wait till you hear the rest of the stuff. So, I mean, the way I see it is you're at a position to where you got a lot of soul. You know what I'm saying? And your music, like, you could tell that's what you're trying to put out there. You know what I'm saying? Real music, you know what I'm saying, with some soul behind it, or real lyrics with some soul behind it.
Yeah.
Another one of my favorite tracks, though, is I Can't Put My Trust in You. Man, what's that about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't put my trust in you. Matter of fact, you know, that's crazy because that was my, I swear to God, that was the first song. That's not the first song I ever recorded, but that was the first song I ever recorded in Atlanta. Like when I started taking music seriously, I recorded like two songs before that, like in like 2016 and 2015. But I ain't never do nothing with it. You feel me? I just went to the studio just to see, just you know, get the feeling of it. But that was the first, Can't Put My Trust in You is the first song that I really ever recorded.
Is that the one that said, did you say when you heard that, you was like, okay, I can do this, huh?
Yeah. Once I heard the little two songs I made before, I was just writing, you feel me? Because I like to write too. I like to write all my music. I don't like to freestyle, no, none of that. That's not really me. I can freestyle, though, but I don't really like doing that. I'd rather, you know, come from the heart instead of the brain.
Man, dude, you're... Whew. All right, I'm going to put it like this. I'm going to give you a year. I'm going to give you... Matter of fact, I'm going to say a year and a half. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
2021. Bro, summer of 2021. If I don't see you on every major playlist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hearing you on all these major stations, bro... I'm just, look, because you two, you're so intelligent and you understand it, man. That's what and you're so humble about it. That's what I appreciate about you, bro. I can tell you're humble about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just makes me like, man, you got a good mom, huh?
Man, you gotta be humble. You got to.
Yep. You gotta be humble, man. Don't worry. I'm only going to keep you for another minute or two. I just got a couple more questions, man. So what's next after the album? You doing shows? Like, you out there doing shows now?
Nah, I was doing shows last year. You feel me? Like, when I was in Tampa. So right now, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to work on getting my music out to the world. You feel me? And then I can start doing shows. Cause I'm like doing shows, really. I was doing shows like in Tampa, but it wasn't no big shit. You feel me? I wanna rock out. I want everybody in that motherfucking theater or club, wherever it's gonna be, or show, I want everybody in that bitch to know the song. Everybody.
I feel that. I most definitely feel that.
Yeah, so right now I'm just really working on getting my music out to the world. And then,
if you're gonna make people notice you, this is the album to make them notice you. I mean, this album is incredible. Incredible, dude. I'm sorry. I'm still, you know what I'm saying? I'm still in awe over this whole thing, you know. And so you got a video for Pain. I checked that out.
Uh-huh.
That was on YouTube. Yeah, you going to be doing more videos too soon?
Yeah, I'm going to Tampa tomorrow. I'm supposed to be going there tomorrow with my mama. And I got a little video shoot. But I don't know what song yet, though. It's my manager, you know. He got that shit set up. So, you know, that's what I'm focused on doing too, like getting more visuals out, you feel me? Because I only got two visuals really. I got Change On Me and I got Pain. I'm trying to have, you know, I need a whole bunch of work so they can see consistency.
Hey, and also, I mean, do you use Instagram? Do you use Instagram to help promote your music?
Oh yeah, my Instagram is KD.EVK. I'm on all social media. Everything is KD.EVK.
That is perfect. Well, bro, I want to thank you for joining us this week, man. I swear, and I'm going to get you back on. Like I said, a year and a half, summer of 2021. I'm telling you, I got to see you everywhere.
So,
I got to see it everywhere.
So,
I'm telling you, man.
For sure, bro.
Because this is the album.
I'm going to be everywhere. I appreciate you, too, for having me on here, bro.
Oh, man, most definitely, man. I appreciate you, too, for being here. And when things start dropping, you got new stuff coming, you know what I'm saying, let me know, and I'll most definitely get you back on here. But we most definitely getting you on here for the football season around that time because, man, we got to talk about your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If they make that move, bringing Phillip Rivers, I'm going to let you get 20 minutes to sit here and talk about that. You know what I'm saying? I'm dead serious, man. Oh, man. All right, we got my man, KD the Shooter. I call him KD the Future on some real because this dude, he's it. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank him for joining us here on the Stephon Devereaux Show, Angry Kids 24/7 Radio. And people, don't forget, we got a big show coming up. January 31st, go to UCWProWrestling.com to get more information on that. January 31st in Dawson, PA. I want to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Angle Kids 24/7. Angle Kids 24/7 Radio. You're listening to Angle Kids 24/7 Radio.